British Prime Minister David Cameron has urged lawmakers to support his government's plan for joining an international air campaign against Daesh terrorist group in Syria. Cameron has argued that Britain should not subcontract its security to its allies. The Premier stressed that Daesh does not represent Islam. Israeli forces have shot and killed two Palestinians in two separate attacks in the occupied West Bank. One of the Palestinians was killed at a checkpoint south of Nablus. Earlier, a Palestinian youth was killed and several others wounded during clashes in Qatana, northwest of Jerusalem al-Quds. Civil rights groups are warning that a new Israeli construction plan will lead to displacement of thousands of Palestinian Bedouins in the Negev region south of Israel. They say the plan is part of Tel Aviv's ongoing policy to push Bedouins out of the occupied territories and build Jewish-only communities. Israel plans to set up yet another separation fence in the occupied Palestinian territories. Israeli Minister of Military Affairs Moshe Ya'alon says the new fence will separate the West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron, and the southern Israeli city of Kiryat Gat. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says Tehran will halt the implementation of the nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries unless the International Atomic Energy Agency fully closes its investigation regarding Tehran's past nuclear issues. The IAEA is expected to give its final assessment on the case on December the 15th. Moscow is tightening control on food and agricultural imports from Turkey in the wake of the downing of a Russian military jet in Syria. Russia's agriculture ministry says its research shows that 15% of Turkish supplies do not live up to its standards. Representatives from the two Koreas have held a meeting to arrange high-level talks aimed at diffusing tensions between the rivals. The officials meet in the border truce village of Panmunjom. The agreement for holding the talks was reached in August with no precise time and agenda. And Brazil's police have arrested a senior ruling party senator in an investigation into a corruption network related to state oil giant Petrobras. Senator Delcídio Amaral is the first sitting legislator to be put behind bars in the widening corruption scandal. Amaral leads President Dilma Rousseff's Workers' Party in the upper house.